Hi, welcome to Forensic Forecast. This is episode 11. I'm Lee, and as Simon is away this week, we've decided to invite Mark McKinnon back to the show. How are you doing, Mark?
Great. It's great to be back, and thanks for letting me do this.
Oh, well, thanks for coming back on. It's always a pleasure. The reason that I wanted to record something so desperately this week is because of the news, which I'm sure many of you have already heard by now, of Access Data launching an audacious bid to try and buy out Guidance Software. There was a press release made just earlier this week in which Access Data said that they were offering $4.50 per share in order to buy out all remaining shares. And there was a couple of interesting little bits in there. One bit in particular says that in the event this offer is not accepted, or in the event we receive no response by October 31st, Access Data intends to take this offer direct to the Guidance Software shareholders. So, and we see that this press release, or this letter sent to Guidance, which was in the press release, has come from Tim Lee Healy, who is the CEO for Access Data, but in his previous job before moving over to Access Data, he was the chief financial officer at Guidance. So that is a quite an interesting little development there. I wonder exactly what he's thinking.
Well, he's thinking that he wants to a big piece of the pie is what he wants. I mean, doesn't Guidance have like 90% of the market share or something along those lines?
Yeah. Like we were saying just before, I mean, Guidance, 90% market share for forensic software. That includes Encase Forensic, Encase Enterprise, the higher end product, and Access Data in the last year or so, I believe, they've also released their enterprise version of the software. And it, to me, I don't know, I don't know what Lahili is playing at, to be honest, because why would you want to leave a company where it appears as if everything's going, you know, quite well, go somewhere else and then try and buy back your old company? To me, it seems just a really strange thing to do.
Well, if, I mean, we can look at it this way. FDK's 2.0 has gotten very bad publicity.
Yeah.
And if they buy Encase, they can then take that and partially dump FTK and just go straight with Encase. A lot of companies have been doing stuff like that. One of the big examples is Oracle. They've bought a lot of their technology lately, and you know, they've come up with some new things, but they've, you know, bought a lot of things. And if it may be that they think somebody else might want to do this as well. So what they're doing is trying to buy it before somebody else does.
Yeah. I guess the really odd thing to me about all this is that of all the companies you would think that would try and buy out Guidance, you know, because like you said, 90% market share, and Access Data probably have, what, 5% probably at the most market share.
Oh yeah.
And so, first of all, where on earth have they got the money to do this from? Second of all, are they completely mad? I mean, I would say it's like David and Goliath, but it doesn't even begin to compare. It's like an ant trying to eat a badger or something like that. It's bizarre. Well, You know what? I don't understand.
Well, maybe they're getting a part of that $700 billion bailout from the U.S. government.
Oh, that's a sore topic.
I know, but I just had to go there. Yeah, I don't know where they're getting the money.
As far as I'm aware, Access Data have always had good policies on finances. That I think they're one of the only companies I'm aware of that has one of these policies that has, you know, no debt. We mustn't have any outstanding debt. And so, I mean, you can see how that would benefit them, but at the same time, you got to think that with FTK2 tanking the way it has done, that the liquidity of the company is it's just not there how it has been in the past. So I don't understand where the money has come from. They said that this offer. Let's see, what does it say in the? We are interested in scheduling a meeting to discuss the acquisition of Guidance Software for $4.50 per share in cash and stock, subject to necessary due diligence. So they're there, willing to offer what appears to be a substantial amount of capital up front.
Here's a scenario I got for you.
Okay.
It just came to me. What if, now see, the problem is Access Data then has to get through the FTC to get this approved.
Yeah.
Because they'll have a monopoly. Now, what if they had what if Access Data had a buyer for FTK 2.0 and could then sell it, swallow Encase? Now, that's just thinking off the top of my head, but you know, that could be because the FTC could say, well, you have to get rid of FTK2 because otherwise you got too big of a monopoly.
It would make the acquisition a bit more viable, wouldn't it?
Yeah, because they would have cash from FTK2 sale to somebody, and or maybe they'll spin that off as something else. I don't know. I'm just drawing at straws here.
Yeah.
Put the conspiracy theories out there and those types of things.
Well, at the risk of turning this into a bit of a conspiracy theory podcast, Tim Lahealy, having been at Guidance previously as their CFO, he would have been one of the main players in getting Guidance onto the stock market in the first place, possibly the main player. So, and here he is writing a letter to the board of directors at Guidance saying, we want to buy you.
Well, who better? I mean, really, who better than from an insider who knows? You know, he knows their financials. He knows more or less what they were doing and what they were planning on doing. And I mean, how long has he been at Access Data?
It's not been very long. It's been about a year and a half or something like that. Not very long at all.
So he would have known the long range plans of Guidance. You know, I'm sure they probably had a 5-year plan out there. So he probably knew the 5-year plan and where they want to go. And now he knows Access Data's 5-year plan, and it's pretty convenient.
Yeah, well, it's convenient, yeah. But I wonder, I mean, obviously it's not illegal or anything, but I wonder about the just the morality, really, of it. It just, you know, I'm going to leave you. I've put you on the market. I've floated you. I've left, and now your stock has kind of plummeted somewhat, and now I'm going to come back in and get you. It does smack somewhat of a bit of a setup.
Well, I mean, I'm surprised that they didn't have a non-compete clause in their agreement with him, but I mean, a lot of companies do nowadays.
Yep. It's probably, I don't know, he was quite integrated at Guidance as well, so I don't think they really expected him to leave. But it's just an interesting little thing that, to me, it's just a little bit suspicious, but I might be overreacting to the news a little.
Yeah, who knows? That's we're not in the boardroom, so we don't really know what goes on.
No, we're not in the boardroom, but Access Data once had been denied the 450 a share, then came out the next day and said that they were going to try and get a place on the Guidance Software board. And it was, to me, is I don't know. You talk about the FTC and whatnot. Is this more... Is this going to alert them probably a little bit more to putting someone on the Guidance board when they have their own company, their own software?
Well, they'll... I mean, everything's open, you know, for the board. That's still a lot of shares that they'll have to get to vote them on the board, though.
Yep.
I mean, they'll have to have quite a few outstanding shares before they can get voted on the board, and even then, that's usually at their annual meeting that they vote for the board of directors. I don't know when their annual meeting is, but that's still a lot of shares, and at some point they'll have to register with the FTC that they're acquiring so many shares to begin with anyway.
Yep.
I don't know all the rules and everything. I just know from what I've heard from other companies and so forth, but there's a lot of votes that they'd have to put one of their people on the board.
Yep. So I wonder if there's a lot of people out there now with shares in Guidance who, I mean, a year ago, Guidance's shares were looking quite respectable, really. I can't remember exactly what the figures were now off the top of my head, but it was like, it was $11 or $12 a share or something like that a year ago. And now, or before this news hit, it was floating around about $2 a share, or it had been in the last month or so. And it's not, a lot of people are going to see this $4.50 a share and think, well, yeah, there's a good chance, given the current economic climate, that I'm not going to get anything more than that in the foreseeable future. So if I do end up selling these shares off of $4.50, at least I'll make a little bit of money on what I currently have, and I can move on from there.
Well, and what people are going to look at is, depending on what your share is, and I mean, that's a big loss to take.
Yeah.
And now if they'll have to sell it before January 1st to realize it on their taxes for this year.
Yeah.
Which, if anything, that's when they get a lot of people selling it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it is a good time to do it because people would be more than willing to say, okay, I'm just going to cut my loss, and at least I don't have to wait 12 months before I can put this on my U.S. taxes and get some, help me with other things.
Yep. Actually, just to correct myself, a year ago, it was $14.30 a share, $14.30 a share. So that is quite a big drop over the last year. But yeah, I mean, it's when this came out this week, the share price was hovering around about $3.50 or something, having recovered somewhat from the last month or so. But even when Guidance announced their when Access Data announced their interest, the share price didn't really move that much. It's been a little bit erratic, but for the most part, I mean, it's gone up a few cents. But you would expect when there's talk of a takeover that shares tend to skyrocket, don't they? So does that say that, you know, the people aren't taking this seriously, or that Guidance are in a quite bad shape? Therefore, even a takeover is not really going to do much for the share price.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it went up 22 cents yesterday.
Yep. Well, it did finish lower the day before, though. It's really strange. I mean, also, in amongst all this, Guidance released their quarterly results for the third quarter of 2008. And although they weren't spectacular, there were some good things in there, like record turnover and things like that. But it seems as if the current economic crisis in the world has pretty much ensured that Guidance are going to have to not focus so much on their enterprise software and maybe take a closer look at what they do with their new e-discovery software and possibly rely mostly on the forensic side of things.
Right. Well, what they should do is look at the price of some of their stuff and lower it. I mean, you really want who wants to pay as much money as they want for some of that stuff? And, you know, the other thing too is, you know, take your pick. Are you a software company? Or are you a e-discovery company?
Yeah.
And are you just going to create software and do that? Or are you going to expand out and start doing discovery and all these other specialties as a service?
Yeah, they have announced in the last couple of months, like, their e-discovery software. And they've also announced this e-discovery platform for hosting that data and stuff as well. I mean, I see your point, yeah. I mean, definitely, what business are they involved in? And they do appear to be pulling in several different directions at the same time. But certainly, I mean, lowering the price of things, off the top of my head, I don't know how much the enterprise software is, but we are talking hundreds of thousands of dollars to cover a company license. And that's a massive drain, especially considering, you know, that people are being laid off across the world because of what's going on economically.
Oh, yeah.
And so they're not going to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars for this software if they're struggling to hold on to their staff.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly. Well, their stock dropped. I mean, it tumbled starting August 4th.
Yeah.
Yeah, about August 4th through August 12th. Well, it bottomed out there at August 13th. So my question is, what happened during that time?
Well, they announced the second quarterly results first of all, which were quite bad. They announced they were going to lose like $5 million or something on the year, on the year's turnover. So their profits were going to drop drastically as well. So that was the first thing. And then the second thing was that, I mean, that was about the time that, you know, banks were starting to go under and all this other stuff was going on. So it was just, it all came to a head just at the wrong time for Guidance, really.
Well, they lost their principal financial officer, too.
Yeah. So, it's all very interesting, all what's going on. But, I mean, I guess the real question is, can Access Data really expect this to work? Do they really expect that they're going to either waltz in and get a place on the board or take over guidance as a whole? Or is it a strategy for something else?
I would probably have to say it might be a strategy for something else, because that's, like I said, that's a big, big chunk of pie to try to take. It's a lot of money too. I mean, I can't remember where I saw it, but I thought I saw someplace that they had like 60% of the stock was owned by the board, or
yeah.
So, you know, they can only get their hands on 40%, so they still can't even own the company.
And that's assuming that the diehard Guidance Software shareholders who aren't on the board want to let go of the 40%. So,
exactly. And then, you know, that still puts them on the board, and, you know, that's like, you know, bringing somebody into your company that you're forced to work with now, that, you know, like, we'll say the boss's, you know, brother or something.
Yeah.
We just brought him into the company, and how's that going to make you feel as, you know, an employee or on the board of directors that this guy's just, you know, forced down your throat?
Yeah. You have to wonder what kind of suggestions and stuff this, you know, whoever this person is they get put on the board would be making as well. I mean, could they be taken seriously, first of all? Will the rest of the board members just vote against this person just because of who he is and where he's come from and so on and so forth? I mean, I cannot see what good would come out of forcing somebody, or basically forcing guidance to take someone onto the board from Access Data. There'd be so much resentment. It's unreal.
Oh, yeah, I can't imagine. I can't imagine, but stranger things have happened.
Well, yeah. The other thing, I mean, I know this is, it's nothing like a parallel, but I look at this whole Microsoft Yahoo thing, and I know this is a big company going for a little company in this case, or a smaller company even, but Microsoft came in originally and said, you know, we'll offer you however much it was, I can't remember exactly what it was, $30 a share or something, and Yahoo just said, no, we want more than that, we want more. And Microsoft went away, while Yahoo's stock price increased significantly because of the interest that Microsoft was showing in them. Then, when Microsoft stopped paying attention to them the first time, Yahoo's stock came down a little bit, but it didn't drop to where it was previously. And then, so Microsoft came back and offered the pretty much the same deal, and Yahoo said no. But now, with all this other stuff going on, the Yahoo stock has really taken a massive hit. And so Microsoft can now afford to basically come in and say, right, well, we're not offering you anything like what we offered you previously. We're going to take you for a lot less. And that's what people suspect is going to happen over the coming weeks. But, I mean, is there a chance of something like that happening here, you know, where people are going to say, wow, I wish I'd sold my stock at $4.50 a share, because now, when we're trading at like 20 cents a share, I've got nothing.
Well, there's always that hope that it will go back up.
I just wonder,
but
what,
like you said, you know, with layoffs and all that coming, you know, down the pipe, and the world economy tanking. You know, that hits right into licensing and all that stuff, and that's where they're making their money.
Yeah. You just got to – this is the thing about shares as well, isn't it, is that you don't buy shares unless you're extremely greedy, with a view to short-term gains. You're always looking for long-term gains, but at the same time, you've also got to be wary of long-term losses, because going from over $14 to $2 a share within the space of a year, that's a significant decline. And regardless of how you decorate it or dress it up or whatever, it's bad. It's very, very bad. And if I was a guidance software shareholder and I'd bought, you know, a few months ago, say, I might be tempted to sell at $4.50 a share, because that way you don't have to worry about the long-term losses that could be inflicted from, you know, all the current financial problems.
That's true. I mean, you always have to, you know, your risk and what the potential reward is. But I mean, maybe this will be a wake up call to guidance and they'll get their act together and maybe their electronic discovery portion is going to take off now, because everybody's going to be suing everybody else and they're going to want something to do all that discovery with.
You know, the one thing which Guidance, I think, have got right with the e-discovery software is they've got this pay-per-use thing built into this e-discovery software now. So instead of purchasing a license, which is, once again, hundreds of thousands of dollars, they can actually say, right, well, for however much data you want to process, you just pay us this much. And so it's almost like pay-as-you-go kind of
right.
thing, like a prepaid phone kind of thing.
And where they're going to reap those benefits is, you know, the mom and pop shops that can't afford to go out and purchase that, but, you know, they could purchase a one-time shot of X number of dollars to do this case, and they're going to get it back. And that's only a fraction of what the whole thing costs.
Yeah.
So to me, that's very smart, because now you're opening it up to a lot of other people that could not afford it before or would not afford it before.
Yeah.
I mean, they may have been able to afford it, but they didn't see a need to, because if I only have one case that I'm going to be using this with, why would I want to pay $100,000 when you'll say I'll charge you $10,000 for one time use?
Exactly. They do appear to be on the mend a little bit, but like you said, they're still pricing themselves out at the moment with some of the other software. But I think one thing which is definitely a positive thing for Guidance is that because they're such, lack of a better term, such a niche company, or niche company, as you'd say in the States, you have to imagine that most of the shareholders, besides the 60% on the board, the other 40%, who are they going to be, more than likely? To me, they're going to be in-case users, aren't they?
More than likely, yeah.
And so they'll have seen what's happened with FTK products in the last year and a half, and be like, whoa, we don't want that to happen to our software. We're perfectly comfortable with the way that things are going with Encase Forensic and Encase Enterprise now. Why would we want another company to come in and to bring their
baggage.
Yeah, their image and their alleged poorer techniques and incorporate them into our software and just make things a complete mess? So Access State would really have to find some people that could care less about the company and were just had stocks just for the financial benefits of it.
That's true.
I think that Guidance have got some loyal users that, you know, if they're the main stockholders, then what chance do Access Data really have of pulling this off?
Now, the only they're playing to people's greed is what they're trying to do by, you know, putting that price out there and hoping that you know, that they'd bite, but I don't think they will.
No. I think it is, like we said, it is probably unlikely, but it is the now blood in the water, so to speak. Are other companies now going to be looking at guidance and think, well, if Access Data are willing to launch a bid, there's something in this, and we might, you know, they offered $4.50 a share. If we go in and offer something a bit more significant, we can buy this company on the cheap.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible. It's been done.
Yeah. I just think that the whole thing's really interesting. And I don't think we've heard the last of it by any stretch of the imagination. But I'm interested to see how it turns out.
Well, I mean, you look at it this way, too, is that, you know, more times than not, the reason somebody buys a company is because of the product, and the product's a good product.
Yeah.
And they want the product. Like I said, Oracle is a perfect example of that. A couple of their acquisitions, I think they did out of spite, just to spite SAP, but a lot of their acquisitions were, you know, identity management. They acquired a company for that, and it gives them a position in the identity management field that they didn't have before, and they didn't have to go out and develop it.
Yeah.
And they picked the cream of the crop for that and go after them. So I think it does speak for guidance to say that they're willing to take them on and do that. Now, it'd be interesting if another company, you know, went after them too. It wouldn't surprise me. I mean, think about it, like an EY or, you know, one of the big auditing firms or the big accounting firms. It might not be a stretch for them to swallow EnCase.
No, absolutely not.
Guidance.
When you think about all the benefits they would get from that as well. So, yeah, I can't wait to see how this news develops, to be honest. And I'm not exactly going to run out and start buying shares in guidance, but I'm still going to watch this with some curiosity because it's either potentially disastrous or it's potentially amazing. So if a proper global company such as EY managed to go in and acquire guidance, then the potential for it is unlimited, really. It'd be a very, very interesting thing to see what happens.
Oh, yeah. Now, Access Data is a private company, aren't they?
Yeah, they are, yeah.
And they're ready to handle a public having a public company?
Well, it depends, though, doesn't it? Because they could take it off the market if they took the majority of the shares and offered the others a reasonable amount. Then they could really realistically take it out.
Yeah, what is it? 400 shares? 400 shareholders? I think it's over when you have over 400 shareholders. Like that, yeah. Is it? Yes. Something around there. But even then, that's even a lot more money because you'd have to buy a lot of people out.
Yep. All right. Well, thanks for coming on to the show today. Appreciate your input and your help.
You having me.
Especially with Simon lounging around somewhere in Salt Lake right now.
Oh, is he on a boondoggle, isn't he?
What's a boondoggle?
You've never heard of a boondoggle before?
No.
Oh, my goodness. It's a useless trip. You know, I mean, that's what conferences are, really, aren't they? You know, you just go out and have fun, and it's not very useful. That's why you call it a boondoggle.
Interesting. Well, there you go. I learn something new every day. never heard that word before in my life. I'll be sure to comment on his boondoggle next time I'm in touch with him.
That's right. That's, you know, you find that with a lot of the, you know, the Americans. They'll say, they will refer to it as a boondoggle. I mean, yeah, we know it is a useful trip, but, you know, but if you were to get, like, one of your managers to go with you, that's not very technical. Or, you know, then it's really a boondoggle.
All right. Cool. Well, thanks again. Appreciate it. Appreciate your help.
Okay.
And
thanks for having me.
Yeah. And we'll keep our eye out and see what goes on with all this guidance stuff. But thanks for listening, and we hope to be bringing you another episode soon. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye.